I'm Jessica Smith, sitting in the home of Washington, D.C. mom Lisa Cannon. She's sorting through the holiday gifts she recently brought home for her 2-year-old daughter.
We got her an animal beanbag toss. This one says made in China, but it does say all non-toxic materials for what that's worth. Got her a pair of flannel sheets with dinosaurs for her bed. 100% cotton, made in China. Got her a little helper toolbox, 6 safe, solid rubber tools in a sturdy tin box, also made in China.
Cannon says she didn't want to buy toys made in China.
But I wasn't in a position to rule it out. I mean, I looked at some websites recommended by women on a mother's listserv that I'm a part of. And there's a website that has a lot of all-wood, European-made toys. And for a toy kitchen, it's like $200-$300 and up. And quite frankly, I just can't see spending that kind of money.
A recent poll shows that 45% of consumers say they plan to avoid buying toys made in China this year. That's easier said than done. Many parents won't or can't pay the extra cost of U.S. or European-made toys. Amber Westland is determined to buy local.
I've got a toy maker in Virginia I found through friends who makes amazing toys in his garage. You know, they're not cheap, but I think it'll be worth it.
Westland says she'd been thinking about buying more traditional wooden toys anyway. Still, the recalls have left her cynical.
It makes me feel like I have to take a much greater role in protecting my children and my family's children because the government isn't doing what we just assumed they were doing.
If most parents were like Westland, toy sales would plunge. One industry analyst says he does expect toy sales to be down, but only by a percent or two, which could mean that most parents aren't that worried or that they trust stores have removed the dangerous toys.
Dinosaurs are kind of popular, so I think we're focusing in on prehistoric animals and things with long, long, long teeth.
Ryan Began is in the aisle of a suburban Maryland Toys R Us, along with his 2-year-old son, Brady. He says he and his wife are on top of the issue.
We've taken a proactive approach to just get a basic understanding of what toys have been recalled or affected, and we've made a mental note to stay clear of those toys and at least just stay in front of the consumer reports.
So while many parents are spending a lot more time researching toy purchases than they have in past years, it doesn't look like the record wave of recalls is likely to dampen the thrill of holiday gift giving. Jessica Smith, NPR News.
And you can find out where to go if you're worried about toy recalls. It's our website, npr.org.